97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. I'm Carl, and we ask every Monday. We haven't done it for a while because last week was Labor Day. I asked the people in the studio if the headlines I am about to give them are real or fake. Today, we have our returning champion, Ethan Bright. Kim St. Ange, who is our leader for the year. And Scott Jago.
Who rarely gets to play.
But has still by percentage, you're doing better than Mark Cox. Who is not here today.
To defend himself.
And to defend himself. Actually, he's probably listening
right now. He might call
right
in
now.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, you're losing.
If you're listening, call in on the Odyssey app and press the microphone button and leave us a message.
There you go.
Mark, please do that. All right, Ethan Bright, since you are a returning champion, we will begin with you. A new study shows the average American on an average day is standing more than they are sitting. Real or fake?
I'll say it's real.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say fake.
Scott Jago.
Man, people sit a lot. I'm going to say fake.
It is fake, but only by 46 minutes.
Really?
The average American stands for 5.2 hours, and they sit for 6 hours.
I'm really surprised they even stand for 5 hours.
And that does not include the
work in the couch.
Right.
Seems like a lot. Is it like a 5 hour shower shower they're taking?
I guess it doesn't count sleeping, right?
It does not count sleeping. It does not count activity either. Light activity is 2.2 hours, and moderate activity is also 2.2 hours. So, and I guess people don't work out in this study. Kim St. Ange. All right, you guys were asking why I was playing this song earlier, but this song by The Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be 500 Miles.
But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more.
The International Space Station is traveling at a speed that from the beginning to the end of that song, they actually travel 1,000 miles. Is that real or fake?
Real.
Said that very quickly. Scott Jago.
Yeah, I'll say that's true.
Ethan Bright.
Yeah, I'll go true.
It is true.
Well, I didn't know.
You just guessed?
Yeah, I just guessed.
You
but,
thought that would be
sometimes it's strategy.
Really?
If I sound confident, you guys look at me like I must know something.
Yeah,
you
it
do
travels
know something.
7.66 kilometers per second. So from the first beat of the song to the last line, they travel just about 1,000 miles.
Who made that connection? Who came up with
some NASA nerd?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Scott Jagow.
Okay.
There's a new airline called Bark Air that will fly your dog from London to New York for $6,000. Real or fake?
6,000.
First class.
First class.
Real or fake?
Then it gets doggy treats. All right, I'll say real.
Ethan Bright.
There's a sucker born every minute. I'd say real.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
It is real. And if you want to ride with them, it's $8,000. You could just take your dog for one day. You can't
take your dog on a plane. I guess
it's
small
ones. Private.
Yeah.
Private.
Well,
jet.
If you have like a golden retriever that's massive, yeah. Right? If you have a little lap dog, can't you take it? Just put it in a little carrier.
Yeah, I think so. I've seen
cats
have your, on planes.
You can't
too.
Have your 80-pound dog.
Right. Yeah.
On the flight.
Kim and Scott are tied at the moment. Ethan, you are way behind. But Ethan, you're up next. At the Iowa Theater Awards, plays about horse manure, toxic fake snow, and fried food are competing for the best play. Real or fake?
I'll go real.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
Say it once more time.
At the Iowa Theater Awards, plays about horse manure, toxic fake snow, and fried food are competing for best play.
Sure. True.
All three of you say true. It is fake. Made that
I was
one
almost going to say fake.
Kim? Thanks to a viral trend, young Spanish singles are now looking for love in libraries. Real or fake?
I'll say real.
I mean, that doesn't seem, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so.
Ethan Bright.
I'll go fake.
It is fake.
Oh.
They are meeting in supermarkets, though, and supermarkets are
so no one
catering.
Meets in a library.
No one, yeah, no one's going.
So
to
they
the
dressing
library.
Up and going to the supermarket.
Yes,
nice.
They are
and wear heels there
and putting it on Instagram and or TikTok.
Of course,
you go to Costco, you get free treats. So there you go. Don't have to buy dinner.
Scott Jagow. Mm-hmm. In Kentucky, more DUI accidents happen in dry counties than ones that serve alcohol. Real or fake?
I'm going to say that's true.
Ethan Bright.
That sounds true.
Kim St. Ange.
Real.
It is real. It is true. More DUI accidents and more DUI fatalities happen in dry counties than...
How many dry counties are left?
It's Kentucky.
I know,
I think where they
Kentucky
have the distilleries are dry.
Yeah, some of them are,
that's
yeah.
true.
Ethan Bright. The biggest cause of illness in a marathon is heart attacks. Real or fake?
That weird sounded to me. I'm going to go fake.
Kim St. Ange.
Fake.
Scott Jago.
I'll say it's true.
Well, then.
Ha-ha.
With his second win ever.
Nice. Yeah.
Scott Jago. Yes.
That was the question that did it for him?
Yeah. Heart attacks and cardiac arrests actually happen most.
They do happen more than you think in those types of situations.
Congratulations, Scott.
Yep.
Well,
I'm a little
drop
competitive,
in now and then for a win.
I guess. Whatever, Carl.
Hey, I'm not here for the rest of the week.
Oh, what? You're already checked out.
This is clearinghouse for me.
Hey.
Get more at 971talk.com.